The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Jesus needs us to bring in the lost sheep. And who will these laborers be? Jesus had never left Palestine in his lifetime, but the world needed to hear the gospel. Who will tell the gospel to the world? Who? You will. You all will. Tell the gospel to the world. Some may say, well, I will pray for the lost sheep. And prayer is great, but prayer without works is dead. All of us need to be laborers. Each one of us can and should bring someone or as many as possible to God. In today's gospel, of all the disciples that followed Jesus, only 12 ordinary men were chosen to be apostles. They were the staff of Jesus. They were his right-hand men, his helpers, and those that would carry on the work of Jesus after he ascended into heaven. They were just ordinary men. They had no real wealth. They had a simple education. They had no position or advantage over anything or anyone. But men who would do extraordinarily well eventually. And Jesus sees in us, in all people, that we can become under his influence. What we can become. So here are two examples of the apostles. We have Matthew, the tax collector, and Simon, the zealot. So Matthew was considered a traitor because he was collecting taxes from the Jews to give to the Romans. And Simon was willing to kill for Israel and their freedom from foreign rule. You may have seen the show The Chosen. When Jesus sent out the 12 apostles two by two in the show, Matthew and Simon were paired up. And the other 10 apostles kind of laughed and wondered, I wonder if Matthew's going to make it back alive. And the real truth is, men who hate each other can learn to love each other when they both love Jesus. And why did Jesus pick 12? Well, we see in the book of Revelation that there are 12 gates in the kingdom of heaven, and each of those gates has the name of one of the 12 tribes of Israel. And the foundation of each gate is named after one of the 12 apostles. And we don't know very much about the apostles or the other disciples. We know some, but we don't know really a whole lot. And it was their work and not the laborers that get glorified. The work gets glorified. And it was due to Jesus and the work of common men and women that founded the church and keep the church running. They had to live with Jesus in his presence before they could go out to the whole world. And when Jesus sent out his apostles two by two, he told them to go, not to go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans. That seems a little bit uncharacteristic of Jesus, who also healed the daughter of a Phoenician woman. He talked with a Samaritan woman at the well in Samaria. And the conversation he had with her is the longest conversation that Jesus had with anybody in the Bible. So since they couldn't go to the Gentiles and the Samaritans, the apostles' journey was restricted to Galilee. There were three reasons. The Jews were God's people, so they had to be given the first offer of the gospel. The apostles themselves were really not equipped to preach to the Gentiles. They didn't have the background, they didn't have the knowledge, they didn't have the technique they needed to approach them. They needed the Holy Spirit and St. Paul for that. So they had to concentrate their efforts in Galilee because they were the people in Palestine who were most able to be able to hear the new message, the new gospel of Jesus. In Galilee, the apostles did as Jesus had told them to do. They went out and preached the kingdom of God. They healed the sick, raised the dead, cleansed the lepers, and cast out demons from the people. And then in the last chapter of Matthew's gospel, Jesus' final commission to the apostles was to go out into the whole world. And that's what they did after the ascension. They went out to the whole world. And we have freely received God's graces and his mercy. Therefore, we must freely give the knowledge of Jesus and the gospel to the lost sheep of the world. It is a privilege to share with others the riches God has given us.